give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was your church service yesterday? My, oh my, oh my. We had a wonderful, wonderful day here at Bible Baptist Church. And our turkey dinner Sunday, and just a great, great turnout. Wonderful food, fellowship, folks saved, decisions made for Christ, baptismal waters stirred. What a wonderful, wonderful day. We enjoyed together. Wonderful to see some of the radio listeners. Thank you so much for coming, and sure enjoyed time with you, and with just a tremendous, tremendous day. Hey, what a wonderful church family God has put together here at Bible Baptist Church. Folks who love to serve, folks who love the Lord, folks who love to be faithful to Him, and what a great time together. And good service last night as well, and testimonies, and we just had a marvelous, marvelous turkey dinner Sunday. And once again, God met with us, and hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that it was a wonderful Lord's Day for you as well. Now, if your Bible's nearby, let's talk a little bit in the book of Philippians, chapter 1. When you look at Philippians chapter 1, and of course Paul loved this church and loved these people, and he writes to them in verse number 10, he says, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Notice, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Some of you may have been around in the 90s when the American economy was rocked by scandal, when energy giant Enron investors and workers lost billions of dollars. And then you had the Arthur Anderson and that issue they had with the Anderson Company, the accountants and such. And then you had the World.com bankruptcy. And again, here's the thing. They always made things look good, but they were not good. In other words, sincere people invested their money and came to heartbreak and heartache. And you know why? Because it was insincere people who took their money. You have to understand that I remember years ago I was watching with another pastor in his city. You see, you can... And we were watching someone who was beside the road with a sign, and we watched him as folks stopped and gave him money, and then we just sat off a ways and parked and watched. And then it wasn't long before we saw him walk and walk down into a little strip mall and go behind a building. And when we went and looked behind the building, there was a car there, and another gentleman got out and put that man's coat on and put that man's hat on, and then he went out to the road. So he would appear to be the same man, but it was a different man. And they just had a car, a nice car, and here they were making money that way. Insincere people. You know, it's a sad day when we get suspicious of someone who's sincere. We get suspicious of someone who's honest. We get suspicious of someone who's transparent. You know, here in Bible times, those who sold pottery, if they cooked it just a little too long, if they left it in the oven too long, it would crack. And what would happen would be they would fill those cracks with wax so you could not see it. The pottery's on the inside and of a building or of a little tent or something. And so what happened would be when people would come, if they wanted to make sure they were getting a good piece of pottery and not one that once they put it in the oven, it would melt the wax and it would leak, they would take that pottery outside and hold it up to the sun. And just a few moments in that hot sun would begin to melt that wax. And so pottery dealers in that day would begin to advertise their pottery, and it would be, they would always put in Latin WD, which meant without wax, without wax. They would advertise their products were without wax. In other words, they're authentic. We're not trying to fill in the cracks with wax. Listen, when we stand before the Son of God, S-O-N, Paul here admonishes us, as he did the church at Philippi, that we be found sincere. without offense, without any cracks, without any wax. I don't just want to be a Christian. I want to be a sincere Christian. I don't just want to live for God. I want to sincerely live for God. I don't just want to serve the Lord. I want to sincerely serve the Lord. Now, there's four areas I want us to, I believe God would have us to be sincere. Number one is salvation. Number one is salvation. Just as the Son revealed that flaw in the pottery, so the S-O-N will reveal a flaw in our salvation. What is baptism when you compare it to the nail-scarred hand of Christ? What is church membership when you compare it to the nail-pierced side of Jesus Christ? What is religion when you compare it to the precious blood of Jesus Christ that flowed down on Calvary? See, salvation is faith in Jesus Christ, and He gives you forgiveness of sin, and you put your faith and trust in Him for eternal life in heaven. If someone asked you to give a testimony of your salvation, could you do it? Oh, don't let the first words out of your mouth be, "I'm a member." Don't let the first words out of your mouth be, "I'm an usher." Don't let the first words out of your mouth be, "Well, I teach Sunday school." Don't let the first words out of your mouth be, "I'm a Baptist." Oh, that's embarrassing, my friend. The first words out of your mouth ought to be, "Jesus. Jesus Christ is my Savior. I am trusting Him and Him alone for the gift of eternal life and one day to take me to heaven." Now, if you'd be embarrassed if someone asked you that question, listen, my friend, you can do something about it. Do something about it before it's too late. I don't know about you, but I want true and honest and genuine salvation. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's not going to be teaching Sunday school that gets your name written down. It's not "I've been a church member all my life" that gets your name written down. It's not that "I'm a good person" that gets your name written down. It's not because you read the Bible or say your prayer that gets your name written down. It's that you, by faith, receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. My friend, that is sincere salvation. But secondly, I want to be sincere in my preaching. Notice verse 16 of Philippians chapter 1. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. There were insincere preachers in Paul's day. I'm not concerned about being the most intellectual preacher. I'm not concerned about being the most interesting preacher. I know you're probably thinking you don't have anything to worry about, Pastor. I get it. I know. But I do want to be a sincere preacher. I want to be what I am. I want to be sincere. Oh, we need a generation again of sincere preachers. Preachers who sincerely love God. Preachers who sincerely love the Word of God. Preachers who sincerely don't seek men's applause, but God's applause. Preachers who are not in it for money and not in it for wealth and not in it for riches, but in it to please God. You can tell the sincerity of that pottery when you let the heat of the sun beat down on it and it melts that wax. You know, when the heat gets turned up, as old Harry Truman used to say, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, when the heat gets turned up, you know what happens? The hypocrisy melts and the real you comes out. The real you comes out. When you preach the gospel, be sincere. Be true. Be honest. Live what you preach. Sincere in preaching, sincere in salvation, sincere in my love, sincere in my love. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I'm turning over there now, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 8. And Paul writes this, "I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love." Have you ever told the Lord you loved Him? But listen, the Lord is not measuring love by what we say, but by how we obey. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Preachers often, pastors, have to give counsel and advice, whether it's marriage or relationships or finances or work trouble. And one time a fellow come in and I said, "Okay, how can I help you? And what's going on?" He said, "Nothing. I just came by to say everything's all right and we love you." Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, let's come to the Lord and let's be genuine. Come to God and you say, "I love you." Don't just say that. That's all, Lord. I'm not just going to love in word, as John tells me. I'm going to love in deed and in truth. I'm going to love others sincerely. Now, when I love others sincerely, it means I'm going to love them and do what's best for them and meet their needs, not expecting anything in return. That's why Jesus said, when you make a dinner, you invite those who could never have you back. If someone has a need, you meet it. You meet the need and be sincere about it. Not expecting, okay, I scratched your back, now you scratch mine. No, no, 1,000 times no. Love sincerely, not expecting anything in return. I want to be sincere in salvation. I want to be sincere in preaching. I want to be sincere in love, and I want to be sincere in my service. At the end of Joshua's giving his final farewell speech to the children of Israel. You're familiar with it because we, most of us, know, as for me and my house, you know, we will serve the Lord. But Joshua said something else in Joshua 24 and verse number 14. He said, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. That means all we do in the light of Christ. No hypocrisy, no false pretensions, no wax in the cracks. I'm saying, Sunday school teacher, teach your class sincerely. You go witnessing, witness sincerely. Usher, usher sincerely. Deacon, deke sincerely. Serve, sincerely serve love, because we're going to be tested by fire. Remember the judgment seat of Christ? The judgment seat of Christ is where we're going to be tried by fire. And the wax will melt and the cracks will show. All the motive for service should be a love for the Lord Jesus Christ. See, at that judgment seat, when it's going to be tested by fire, listen, every sermon I preach, every song that we sing, every Sunday school lesson that's been taught, every service we've attended, and only what's done out of sincere, genuine love for Jesus Christ is going to stand. I'm saying, when you get on that bus route on Sunday morning, you ought to be singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. When you get up to teach that Sunday school class, in your heart, you ought to be saying, oh, how I love Jesus. When you usher and you stand at the door to pass out bulletins, or you greet someone to church on Sunday, in your heart, you ought to be saying, oh, how I love Jesus. If you're cleaning the church on a Saturday or on a Wednesday and getting it ready for services, you ought to be singing, oh, how I love Jesus. That's, listen, when you're singing the songs, when you're in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, listen to me. Let's serve him sincerely. Let's serve him honestly. Let's serve him openly. Let's serve him transparently. I want to serve sincerely. I want to love sincerely. I want to preach sincerely. But most importantly today, my friend, let's make sure that you have a genuine, sincere salvation by faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you've never received him as your Savior, call out to him today. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Call unto him. He'll save you. He'll give you the gift of eternal life. And then you set out to sincerely live for him. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Monday. And the temperature has changed and the cooler weather is here, but that's all right. We're heading into Thanksgiving week, and we're excited about that, and I'll be talking more about that as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Hope you have a wonderful Monday, and I'll look forward to being with you again when we get together for our broadcast tomorrow. All right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.